This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I would like to discuss with you today a very important issue that I feel many of our brothers and sisters are faced with. I've had so many people over the years contacting me via email or telephone or asking me in person about this issue. And this issue is regarding obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, or doubts, wasawis, waswas. So many people find themselves in this difficulty. I've had people who have complained that they spend half an hour, some people even an hour, performing wudu and ablution. So they continuously think that certain parts of their body are dry. Maybe the elbow has not been washed, or a toe is left dry, or water hasn't reached this part of the body or that part of the body. So continuously, they like spend 30 minutes, 40 minutes, sometimes even an hour. There are people who continuously keep on thinking that their wudu ablution is invalidated because they think they've passed gas or air or wind and is it broken. There are people who spend long hours in prayer, not for khushu and concentration, that's good, but they keep on thinking that they haven't recited properly or certain words or letters have not been uttered or pronounced properly in salah, or maybe, you know, they think halfway through the wudu is broken and it's invalidated, so they go back and perform ablution, then they come back. And I remember there was this one brother who contacted me once. He actually good 20-25 days continuously, every single day he phoned me, and I would give him the same answer every day, but he was still not convinced. And the next day he would call me and ask me the same question. He kept on thinking that he has divorced his wife, because in Islam, as you know, that talaq and divorce is given by the husband, and it's uttered by the husband, pronounced by the husband, and it can be very easily pronounced. But a lot of people find themselves in this obsessive compulsive disorder situation, in waswasa, in misgivings that maybe I uttered it, maybe he said that. I go into the bathroom and I'm taking ghusl and I'm taking a bath and I think that I've said talaq to my wife, and I'm so scared, is my marriage over? And every day, for 20 odd days or more, he kept on calling and asking the same question. I remember there was an older lady sister, she came to my office. She became suicidal. She came with her son, and the son was saying that, like, we can't control her because she thinks everything is impure, najis, in her house. So she washes, you know, the towels 2-3 times, and then she thinks that the towel touched the, you know, the wall. So she starts washing the wall. It's touched the sofa. She starts scrubbing the sofa. She takes like 20 minutes washing her hands, and this is not, you know, COVID-19 washing hands. This is just pre-COVID-19 washing hands. So she thought everything that gets touched, you know, with her shoes, and she actually became suicidal. This could lead to, even to that degree, that people can become suicidal. And it's to do with not just, you know, cleanliness, but a lot of these issues are to do with purity, with wudu, with ghusl, with salah, with the prayer of the place of offering salah. So, a lot of people ask this, and this actually is basically, really, it's an illness, but also it is from shaitan. It is from Iblis. You see, shaitan, Iblis, is very astute, very clever. He traps people in different ways. So for the non-practicing people, he traps them, and he puts his waswasa in a different way. With people who are practicing, he uses a different ploy. He has different, you know, ways of trapping them. He's not going to go to a practicing person and say, okay, you know what, don't pray, because they are practicing. So he uses different ways. And this is also waswasa, plural, wasawis or waswas, is from shaitan. And this is why the last surah of the Quran, Surah An-Nas, what do we recite? من شر الوسواس الخناس. We seek the protection of Allah. قل, say, أعوذ برب الناس, ملك الناس, إله الناس, من شر الوسواس. I won't translate the whole surah, but we are seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of the misgiver, from the evil of the one who is placing this waswas into the hearts, the one who's putting these doubts. Another word in Arabic sometimes used for this is waham. Waham means like just doubts and thoughts, like maybe this is not right, maybe this has happened, maybe this, like I said, it could be about purity, it could be about wudu, it could be about ghusl, it could be about salah, also about talaq, like I said. Sometimes it could also be about sihr, that every time something goes wrong, you think someone's done black magic. Some people have this, like, they start doubting everyone. So there are married people, married men, they every time they just think that their wife is involved in some sort of illicit relationship, they doubt. But why? Who were you on the phone with? Why were you looking that way? You're walking outside. Why was that man staring at you? It's like your whole life becomes a misery because it consumes you. So, sihr as well, black magic. People start thinking everything is black magic and someone's doing this and someone's doing that. So this waswasa or waham or misgiving or OCD, once you start believing in them and you start giving them importance and you don't try to stop them, then it actually continues. And especially with matters of deen, this is a ploy of shaitan. The end result is that you start thinking, you will think that deen is so difficult to practice because you're taking 1 hour to perform dhuhr prayer, half an hour to do wudu, you know, it becomes really, really difficult. So at the end, you'll think that, oh, I just can't be bothered with all of this. This is too difficult, and you just leave praying. So what is the solution with this? What is the solution? There's two things. One is what I just mentioned, that make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recite in abundance Surah An-Nas. That should be a habit anyway before going to sleep, but after prayers and always making dua to Allah, recite Surah Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, but specifically Surah An-Nas, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you and protect us, and ask Allah that, oh Allah, remove this illness of doubt from me, with your mercy, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove it. But the second very important way to deal with this is that, and this is the most effective way, which is that we have to fight with this doubt that comes into our minds and hearts head on. You have to fight it. It's like, consider it to be your enemy. So really fight it. Fight against it. There's no other than the dua to Allah, there's no other real practical solution than fighting it. Willpower. You will need willpower. You will have to have willpower. You will have to say, okay, I don't care, I'm going to fight it. I will mention one thing here, which I mention a lot of the time, that look, we have to keep this in mind, and I've mentioned this before as well, that all these rules of Islam, they are not the objective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't become more rich because we pray or we fast or we give zakat. Actually, the hadith says that if all of you, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل منكم ما زاد في ملك شيئا, if every single human being from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, peace be upon him, till the last person, they all became really pious and righteous, like full on taqwa, and have the heart of the most righteous person amongst all of them, which is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah says, that will not increase my kingdom one little bit. And if all of you, the first one of you and the last one of you, the ins, the human of you, the jinn of you, if all of you became like the worst, like all of us, a'udhu billah, but all, Allah says, if all, hadith al-Qudsi, if all of you became like the one who has the most wretched heart, like Iblis, for example, Allah says, ma naqasa dhalika min mulki shay'a, that doesn't decrease anything from my kingdom. So Allah doesn't get anything from us praying and not praying. All these rules are not the objective. They're not the objective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only wants to see from us submission. Now look, if there's one person who is heedless, if there's a person who doesn't give importance to wudu, I don't care, I don't really like this, so much burden, 5 times I have to pray and 5 times I have to perform ablution, and doesn't really take it seriously, just goes into the washroom or into the bathroom, opens a tap, whatever, I don't care if my hands are washed or not properly, just like try to do mother, just splash some water, like, oh, okay, it's done, yeah, who cares. Then of course Allah will take that person to task. Reason being is because the person didn't take Allah's command seriously, is neglectful, is in ghafla, is heedless. But there's one person who genuinely in their heart that person wants to obey the command of Allah, wants to submit, feels bad, wants to offer salah. That person washed, but one small tiny speck area was left dry. They didn't do it intentionally. They're submitting to Allah. Do you think Allah is going to, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, say, okay, you prayed salah all your life. Wait, there's at least 26 prayers that were not done. January 23rd, 2018, Asr Salah, your left foot was dry. Your left toe was dry. There was a bit of water that didn't reach in between your toes. So therefore, that Salah wasn't valid. So there's a crossing there. Okay. February 2017, Isha prayer, your left elbow was dry. So therefore, that Salah isn't done. Allah's not going to do that because we tried. Because for Allah, the prayer itself is not the objective. The objective is the endeavor that we are trying. We are submitting to Allah. Allah's not going to check if in between the fingers here there was a slight bit of dry. Even if technically your wudu wasn't done, but you tried, Allah will accept it as though it's done. Seriously. And this is, I'm not making this up. This is from the hadith. There's a hadith in Sunan Abi Dawood, where a man came to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have this doubt a lot. I always keep on thinking that I'm passing wind or gas, like my wudu is broken all the time. So every time I'm praying and I think, oh no, I think I've passed wind, OCD. Or outside prayer as well, I always keep on thinking that I have invalidated my ablution wudu. So now, look what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him. This is not the normal ruling, but because when someone is in such a situation of obsessive compulsive disorder or OCD or doubts, someone who has waswas, you have to tell that person emphatically. So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to this person, "La wudu'a illa min sawtin aw rihin." Don't worry, your wudu will not be invalidated until you don't smell something or you don't hear a sound. Illa min sawtin, sound, or rih, you don't smell. Now we all know, there's an ijma of the ummah, all the four madhabs, that if someone farts or passes wind, okay, passes gas, despite no sound, normally you either get either or. There's a sound but no smell, and if you get smell, silent but, they say silent but deadly. So you have either or. But if someone didn't have both, no sound, they passed wind, no sound, and no smell, but they know 100%, 1,000,000% they've passed wind, all the madhabs agree, wudu is broken. But for this person, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, special ruling for a person in OCD, that look, because you have too many doubts, whenever you think you've passed wind or not, did you hear anything? Nah, I'd never heard anything. Smell, can you smell anything? No, that means you haven't farted. Now, many times he must have passed wind and his wudu may have been actually broken. But because he's trying, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to this person specifically, until you don't hear a sound or until you don't smell something, your wudu is not broken. So it's very, very important. This is from shaytan, and shaytan puts this waswas into the mind, that saying that, look, your wudu is not done. You've washed it three times, but it's not enough for you. You know, washing three times the arm, that's for normal people, not for you, because you don't wash it properly. You need to do it seven times. You need to do it. So people actually wash it more than three times, and that's against the sunnah. It's actually like it could be makruh. Because shaitan keeps on putting in the mind that maybe your elbow is left dry, maybe your left foot is dry, maybe this is dry. And once this comes into the heart, you will perform ablution again, and you will take an hour, like I said, and then a time will come, you'll think this is so difficult, and I'm just going to leave it. So this is why the remedy or the solution is that whatever we are finding or experiencing doubts regarding, any issue regarding which we have these doubts or this waswas, we must have absolute willpower. Like, force yourself to go against it, like fight it and say, look, I don't care, I'm going to fight it, I will do what Islam has told me to do. Then leave it and say, even if it's not done now, don't worry, Allah is not going to worry about this and check your left nail or whatever. Allah will accept it because I have done what is in my capacity. So if you're performing wudu three times, wash it. Just fix yourself a time, like, okay, my wudu will be no longer than 7 minutes, stopwatch 7 minutes, and each organ you could say, like, I'll fix my time. Fix yourself like 5 minutes maybe, or even, you know, whatever you think, and you say, okay, 1, 2, 3, that's it, now I will not even think about this, finish, done. If something was left dry, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, no problem, Allah will forgive you, because in your heart you want to do it. And remember, the issue is that for Allah it's not the wudu and it's not the salah anyway. I've mentioned many times, the same salah becomes haram to pray at sunrise and sunset. Fasting in Ramadan is fard, and fasting on Eid day is sinful. So it's not the fast itself and it's not the prayer itself. It's the effort, it's the submission. So do that, and then after that, force yourself to go against any doubt that comes and say, this doubt, that's the shaitan now, and I'm not going to entertain these doubts. I'm going to fight it. There was this one sheikh from the subcontinent, Sheikh Mawlana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, rahimahullah ta'ala. He mentions, and I'll end with this story, that once he said that I performed wudu ablution. I performed my wudu and then I started walking. After a while, doubt came into my mind that, you know, my right elbow is probably, I didn't wash that. I think the water didn't reach there. So I said, okay, you know, this doubt has come into the mind, let me go and wash it. So he went back to the bathroom and he just made sure that he washed his right elbow. And then he went away. He started walking again, and after a few minutes, another doubt came to his mind, that I think I didn't even wash my left elbow. So he said, look, this is a doubt, why not just go and wash the left elbow as well? So he said he went back to the bathroom and took some water and washed his left elbow. And then he started walking to the place of prayer. He walked a bit of distance, and slightly another doubt came to my mind. And he said the doubt was that I think my left ankle was left dry and I didn't put water on it. So when the thought came the third time, he said to himself, okay, now I know, this is shaitan, it's you. He spoke to himself and he said, okay, now this is you who've come to spoil my wudu and my prayer. Don't worry, today I will offer my prayer without wudu. He actually said this, he said, it's you. Okay, now I know. If it was the first time, okay, maybe a doubt came into my mind. Second time, but now after right elbow, now left ankle, then you're going to go to, now I know who it is. Today, I'm going to offer salah without wudu, no problem. And Allah will accept my salah without wudu. Now, this is how he dealt with it. And he performed his salah. And he said that, look, if I entertained that third doubt, he would have reached to the fourth doubt, would have taken me to the fifth doubt, and it would have become a lifelong issue, a problem for all his life, every wudu. But you see, once you go against it and you fight it, and shaitan knows that, like, this person is not going to be deceived by this, you just speak to shaitan, you, bye, I'm going to perform salah without wudu today. Just fight it. Once you fight it, then inshallah shaitan will just run away and won't come and trouble you again. So this is the main solution of dealing with waswasa, with OCD, doubts, waham, all these things that come to the mind. Whether it's to do with wudu, whether it's to do with uttering talaq, whether it's about black magic, whether it's about prayer, you know, doubts about prayer, etc. You know, rak'ah in prayer. Just follow the fiqh ruling, which is mentioned in the books of fiqh about what happens if you have a bit of doubt. But you don't have to keep on repeating. You see, deen and Islam, the rules of Islam have not been prescribed to make our life a nightmare. Islam is to bring peace to our hearts, bring peace and happiness and tamanina. Salah is not there to make things difficult for us. Once salah starts becoming difficult, then that means that this is from shaitan. Once salah becomes difficult in a sense that, you know, it's a struggle because, you know, you're really fighting against all these doubts, then remember, this is shaitan who has come to take you away from your salah. So fight it. And inshallah, pray, make dua to Allah as well, and recite Surah An-Nas. من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Keep on reciting that as well in abundance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, inshallah, and remove these doubts and these waswas from our hearts and our minds. Barakallahu feekum, jazakum Allah khair, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.